Could HIV eventually become harmless? That is the suggestion from a major study by researchers at the University of Oxford, who say the virus is becoming less deadly as it adapts to the human immune system. Professor Philip Golder, one of those researchers, is on the line. And now, good morning.
Good morning.
Explain how this happens, this process.
Well, although we tend to think of HIV as inevitably causing AIDS over a period of time, in fact, there are some very effective immune responses that we make against it. About 1 in 200 people infected with HIV now actually control the virus completely successfully without any therapy. And in order for the virus to get away from these effective immune responses and escape from them, it has to make some costly mutations that actually reduces its ability to replicate. So as these mutations accumulate over the course of time, eventually the virus starts to become actually less efficient at replicating and infecting target cells.
But the watered down virus, that could still lead to AIDS, could it not?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no suggestion that HIV is a harmless virus at this point. The findings that we've come up with are really striking in the sense that we can see a significant lengthening in the time it takes from infection to AIDS over a period of a decade. Normally it takes 10 years from infection to AIDS. And in a country like Botswana, which has been the worst affected by the epidemic, that period is now about 12 and a half years. So in the grand scheme of things, it seems like a fairly small step forwards. But over a period of tens of decades, that might actually make a substantial difference.
And why do you think that period of time has lengthened?
Well, a couple of factors. One is the fact that the virus has to take on board all these mutations that enable it to evade the effective immune responses. And as these mutations accumulate, it means that the virus is less efficient at replicating and causing new infections and causing disease. The second factor is the more widespread use of antiretroviral therapy, which tends to be used to treat people with the most severe disease. And those people have the viruses that are most virulent, that would cause disease most quickly. So effectively, antiretroviral therapy is taking the most virulent viruses out of the system and leaving the more watered-down versions to be the ones that are circulating in the general population.
And in terms of the implications of research such as yours, does it mean that there is less incentive to search for a cure if our understanding seems to be that over a period of time this is going to become a less virulent organism?
This is always the danger of any sort of bit of good news in terms of HIV, is that it may, even if we had an effective vaccine, it might mean that the benefits done by that vaccine will be undone by changes in people's behavior. But I think that one should, in terms of getting this into perspective, remember that HIV is still a very deadly virus, and that our goals in the long term are to control the epidemic. And to do that, we'll need to increase the coverage of people who get access to antiretroviral therapy. There's still a vital need for an effective preventative and therapeutic vaccination. And this process is simply going to help in contributing to that long-term goal of containing the epidemic.
Professor Philip Golder, thank you very much.